Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Now it's time to delve into the book bag, and you have a bulky one there, Roy.
I have a very bulky book, and it's a great recommendation by Sue Staley, among others. It turns out that everybody I've talked to since then who has read it also recommends it highly. And it fits right in with some of the things that Hedy Husteddy has been talking about when during the emphasis in the Bettendorf Library on Norwegian culture. This is by a Norwegian author, Jonas Jonasson, and it's called The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. It is, among other things, a spoof on the standard Swedish and Norwegian detective stories. The two detectives in here who are trying to track the 100-year-old man down are always about three steps behind. It is also, my description of it is it's Peer Gynt on steroids. It is just unbelievable. It's like the old Icelandic sagas. This 100-year-old man, his name is Alan Carlson, is reaching 100. He's going to be his birthday at the nursing home, and they're going to have the mayor there and a big cake. He's having none of it. So in the morning before the mayor gets there, he climbs out the window, makes his way to a bus station, accidentally finds a suitcase full of $50 million of mob money, and disappears into the wilderness. And is therefore hunted by the mob and also by the detectives put on his tail, manages to assemble a collection of misfits with him of all types and shapes and sizes, including a 4-ton elephant named Sophie that they has to buy a bus in order to transport around. And they travel around the Swedish countryside. The book divides itself between his adventures now at the age of 100 with his misfits, who are always three steps ahead of the police, and his life beginning way back early when it turns out he was a young man at Los Alamos, just there as a janitor, and suddenly gives the scientist the idea of how to actually set off the atomic bomb, and therefore is lauded by Harry S. Truman, taken to dinner at the White House. Ends up saving Churchill in another episode from from being car-bombed, and therefore becomes great friends with Churchill, is present when Stalin dies, sent to Siberia, walks, escapes by walking across Russia down through North Korea just in time for the Korean War. And so his life before and after being 100 years old is just amazing. Sounds, it is just a fun, incredibly fun read.
It sounds like Zelig,
the movie Woody Allen made. Yeah, it is exactly, but it is sure fun, and it really makes fun of Swedish detective stories.
Well, you know, talking to Hedy about Norwegian detectives, and you think, what is it about Scandinavia?
Dark Knights, maybe, huh?
I don't know, but they do some terrific stories.
Yeah, for as sunlit a culture, you know, I mean, these are upbeat cultures, Sweden and Norway both.
Yeah.
But man, are they grim.
Yeah, and Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Iceland, Finland.
Iceland is even grimmer than Norwegian.
Oh, yeah. Know? Don't go.
Oh, wow.
If you're a tourist, don't go out on Friday and Saturday nights.
No. Wow.
But it's like they say, what is it about British women that they write these detective stories?
Right.
And there are a host of them. But all of a sudden, here they come pouring out of Scandinavia.
Yeah, and just tons of them. I mean, and they're all very good. I mean, they're really well written.
That's the thing that strikes me is they are all very good. You're right about Joe Nesbø, though. I just gave up reading his stuff. It was too grim and too improbable.
Well, I mean, for starters, the detective himself has incredible problems with drugs and depression, and Yeah. You know, so even let alone the murder that he solves.
Yeah, I get really tired of these detectives and policemen that have these tremendous psychological problems.
Well, if you're equally tired, read The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared.
Yeah, that's a cure, huh? Okay, well, that's the recommendation we have, The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. And, of course, all the Norwegian events going on at the Bettendorf Public Library. I'm Don Wooten for Roll Tweet. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week for another session of Scribble.